Thank you, Terry. My name's Dean. I'm an addict. It's great to be here. Great to be clean. Great to see some familiar faces. Thank you, Rose. Wow, I knew about this for quite a while now, and I totally forgot. And Natasha messaged me and was actually on a celebration meeting. Someone was celebrating 10 years clean, and yeah, I totally forgot about it. But as soon as she rang me, I remembered, and I made my way straight here. But it's great to be here. Yeah, this place means so much to me. And I got clean on the 29th of December 2011, and many people that know me know my connection with this meeting. This was my home group for maybe 8 and 8 years, 8 and a half years. I went from being the young homeless boy with no hopes, no dreams, no aspirations, that used to sleep in the same room where this meeting is normally held. I used to sleep on the floor after being brought in off of the streets. I had no idea about how to live. My life consisted of ways and means and getting more. I was dominated and defined by fear, drugs seemed like they were the answer. They seemed like they were the answer for a very, very long time for me. And and then I found Narcotics Anonymous. And as I said, this meeting became my home group. I used to absolutely love this meeting. And in the beginning, I was still living in the same building when this meeting was held, whilst I was attending the meeting, whilst I was staying clean. And what used to happen is that I would leave the meeting, and there was a lot of people with clean time at this meeting. It used to get very, very busy, and we'd all go off for food and do a bit of fellowship, and they would bring me back to the venue. And I would go back inside, and I didn't know what was going on. I never knew anything about Narcotics Anonymous. I never knew anything about anyone that got clean. But little did I know that my life was about to change. And I started to attend meetings. I stayed clean. And I started to get introduced to service. Bex was talking about service. I'd hear the stuff about sponsorship, I'd hear the stuff about God. It was all kind of strange to me at the beginning. It was all kind of strange. But there was something special in the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous when I first arrived here. And I know it's not everybody's experience, but I felt like that I'd found something that I'd always been looking for. I didn't know what it was. I don't think I believed any of yous, what you said. I didn't believe what you said that was happening for you could happen for me. I was willing to give it a try, and that's exactly what I did. The best decision I ever made in my life was to come to Narcotics Anonymous and keep coming to Narcotics Anonymous. And the Just for Today reading this morning was talking about what God does for us, and it's been some kind of journey, and I feel emotional. I'm now in my 10th year of recovery. you know, I haven't had to use since being here. You know, the reading this morning reverted to living the program in a basic text. And on the page that it reverts to, it talks about fellowship. It talks about service. It talks about vital information. And it also talks about warnings. And, you know, I'm a firm believer in the literature, you know, and I believe that, you know, I've only stayed clean and I've only got the life that I have as a direct result of, you know, through sponsorship, step work, regularly attending meetings, getting involved with service. But it's been a journey. It's been a journey. And the journey has been about, you know, understanding that the drugs were such a small part of what we suffer with it. And for me, that was important. You know, it was important for me to learn how to stop using, but most importantly is that how to stay stopped. And, you know, and you know, it's an ongoing process. I'm still learning. And I want to say welcome to anybody that's new. It's been a real eye opener for me, you know. You know, through going through the steps of a sponsor and getting to know who I really am. You know, there's a chapter in Living Clean. It's the love chapter, right at the back of the Living Clean book. And one of the first paragraphs in there, it talks about love is the life flow of energy in Narcotics Anonymous. And it's what NA is all about. You know, I needed to learn how to, you know, how to receive love, how to give love. And the reality is that I've learned all of that since being here. And, you know, I know it's a bit cliche, and my life's truly amazing today. And as I said before, you know, it's been a journey, learning to live life on life terms. Things happen, you know, and, you know, I'm a firm believer in, you know, as an addict, the most growth happens when I'm uncomfortable, when I'm in pain, when I'm suffering. One of the things that I always like to talk about is talk about, you know, my darkest moments have always brought my brightest lights. You know, I've lost people here. I've seen people, you know, leave Narcotics Anonymous to never return. I've seen people leave Narcotics Anonymous and keep trying to come back. Someone that who is, you know, my missus is also in recovery, who's been trying to get clean for many years. To watch her keep coming and going, and has been a painful experience. But what I do know is that, you know, from me, I keep doing what we do here. I keep going to meetings. I keep keeping contact with people in Narcotics Anonymous, allowing people in my life, you know, and getting vulnerable. You know, I believe that's really important. You know, there's a, you know, it talks about the three spiritual principles that are indispensable: honesty, open-mindedness, and willingness. You know, it was over my time of being clean, I've learned how important and vital they are. You know, if I come to Narcotics Anonymous or into a meeting, or I call one of you guys, and I come to you with only half of the truth, I'm only going to get half of a solution. And, you know, I've had to learn that the hard way. And what I can say is, you know, I've become a father in NA, something I know nothing about. Growing up, I never had my father in my life. I'm now a father to three beautiful children. And something that I always like to share is one of the most poignant moments in my recovery. Almost probably one of my first spiritual awakenings that I was able to recognize. When I became street homeless, when I was at the end of my rope, I remember walking into the West End. I remember crossing over Westminster Bridge, and it was about 11 o'clock at night. And I'd just been released from the hospital earlier that morning, and I'd run out of ideas. I'd run out of places to run. I'd run out of places to hide. And I found myself in the middle of Westminster Bridge, thinking that I can no longer carry on. I no longer could live like that. And I had no answer. I just wanted to kill myself. And I was 25 years of age. And for someone to feel like that at the age of 25, and at any age, is really worrying. And but what happened for me was that about 13 months clean, I had an experience that was truly mind-blowing. And the experience is that, you know, I was the fourth floor of St. Thomas's Hospital. Now, if anyone knows St. Thomas's Hospital, it looks out onto Westminster Bridge. It's dead opposite to Big Ben. I was about to become father to my first daughter. And I remember she'd been born about 2 hours before. I turned around to pick her up for the first time. And I picked her up. I turned around and I looked out the window. And there was the bridge that I stood on that night when I felt like I couldn't carry on. That was the moment that I started to believe in the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous. That was the moment that I started to believe that this could work for me. And I've never looked back since, regardless of what I've had to go through, regardless of any experiences that I've had. I've never turned my back on Narcotics Anonymous. And I absolutely love NA. I absolutely love the life that it's given me. I love the perspective that it's given me. And what it's done is it's changed me. It's changed me from a young boy that had no idea that I didn't have to use. And I could enjoy life without the use of drugs. And one day at a time, that's exactly what I've done. You know, before I came to NA, I had no experience of life like I spoke about. You know, I'd never been out of the country. I never had no dreams. I never had no aspirations. You know, that's not my experience today. You know, not only has NA showed me how to be a father, but it's given me a life well beyond anything that I could ever imagine. And what I do want to say is that it's a direct result of working and living the program of Narcotics Anonymous. I've always been involved with service. I've always been involved with some kind of step work, whether it's meaning that, you know, I've put it down for a week or I put it down for a month. You know, I've always had some kind of contact within the process. And my experience is that, you know, about 2 years clean, I was standing in the middle of Times Square. And God knows how that happened. God knows how that happened. And I remember standing there, just absolutely mind blown, with tears running down my face. And, you know, I've drove jet skis across Miami South Beach. I've been able to experience Narcotics Anonymous in many places of the world. And most importantly, I get to enjoy the moments with my children. Was unable to enjoy any moments with myself when I was in active addiction, let alone with anybody else. And you know what? The greatest gift that I've ever been given from Narcotics Anonymous is to be able to understand and to accept the love that is on offer here. The moment when my children look up to me, and, you know, when we're in the mornings and, you know, Daddy, can you make us breakfast? I walk back in with a breakfast bowl and they just stare up at me. And they say, thank you, Daddy, we love you. I never thought there was ever going to be a way out. From the guy who couldn't stop smoking crack that was sleeping in doorways, that was waiting on the corner of the street for the next handout, to the guy that stands in front of you today. And I'm aware that I might be running out of time. I just want to say to anybody that's new, anybody that's struggling, anybody that's not sure, this program works. I've never seen anybody that fully complies and lives the Narcotics Anonymous program relapse. And my life's amazing. My life's amazing. And as I said before, it's an ongoing process. I'm learning about myself and learning that I need to be vigilant. I need to be vigilant. because the disease is still there. The disease is always still there. It always wants to tell me that I'm not good enough. It always wants to tell me that, you know, I'm never going to make it through. I'm never going to achieve. And the reality is, the disease is not going to win today. And that ain't because of me. That's because of you guys. I just want to say thank you for inviting me. Thank you for allowing me to be of service. And yeah, it's just great to be here, man. It's just great to be here, great to be alive. And I appreciate all you guys. And just want to say thanks for allowing me to share and be a part of the meeting. Thank you.